blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
So this is, I thought, pretty interesting. Consumer Reports did a list of the most dangerous foods in your fridge based on food poisoning stats.
Okay.
So one of the things, I don't know if we've talked about it before or we did so off air. Once you open a jar of tomato, like sauce for pasta,
yum,
and then you don't finish it, you put the cap back on and you put it away. What do?
In your fridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you date it? Do you eat it very quickly? Do you let that go for as long as necessary until you get back to it? Who cares? I haven't died yet. What is your move?
I don't really have a move with that. I feel like I know there's an open jar of tomato sauce in there and I'm going to try to find a way to use it. And then if I don't, and I've been looking, I open up and I see it there every day for a couple days, then I might smell it and go, no, that's still fine, and put it back in.
Couple days.
But if a week or more goes by, I feel like it's been opened. I feel like that's got a week.
Okay.
It's like milk. I mean, milk will last a really long time as long as it's refrigerated.
Right. Maddie?
I will totally leave it in there until there's mold. Then I throw it away.
So
that's my
you
that's
check
my
it,
know that.
And you're like, oh, there's mold. It's ruined. But if there's no mold, it could be a month and you're like, I'm all about it.
You
all
can
about
taste it, right?
I'll tell you exactly what I do.
Okay.
I use the amount of sauce. There's a little bit leftover sauce. My dad taught me never to throw anything away, so it goes into the fridge. I do not make that same meal again for a month, at which time I go and I throw out that sauce, buy a new one. Mm-hmm. I don't even open it.
Yeah.
I know it's not good.
Yeah. Right.
It's gone.
It's fine.
Buy a new sauce and I complete the cycle all over again.
Fact, it's called delayed disposal.
Fact, there is a new, a fresh half full jar of sauce in my fridge right now that's waiting to die.
Okay.
Oh, of course.
All right.
Of course it is.
Well, you know
you
then.
You might use it. You might use it.
You
probably
never
won't
know.
Use it, but you might.
That's one of those things, if you look it up, your head will come off because it'll say 4 to 7 days or something like that. And you go, I've gone a month or I've gone 3 weeks. And we even dated at my house.
Oh,
to help
smart.
Because we've got, you know, different times she might make it and then I don't know when that was from. And so there's an absolute need to date them. And yet still 4 to 7 days.
I know that's just not enough.
It's too quick.
I have such an issue with those guidelines because they also say, I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago, you're not supposed to eat food that's been sitting out for more than 2 hours.
That is true.
What? Are you kidding me?
It can be dangerous.
Back to Consumer Reports. They posted a list of the most dangerous foods that might be sitting in your fridge now. It's based on how many people got sick or landed in the hospital last year thanks to food poisoning. None of them are definitely dangerous. So this is where the gray area comes in, as Maddie's like, as long as I don't see mold, I'm eating it.
Mm. Yep.
And certain things, you can just scrape the mold off.
I heated it up. It got cooked.
Cheese.
Yeah, you can just scrape the mold off. Right. Bread, sometimes if I don't have any other bread, I'll just
cut
be like,
the mold off.
Just cut the mold off of it.
They say here, none of them are definitely dangerous. It's just about how often they're linked to outbreaks. And it's always one of these three types of bacteria, Salmonella, Listeria, or E. coli.
Ew, yuck. They all sound terrible.
Which one of those is going to actually, you know, me? Like Salmonella, it's worth the risk.
I think you can die from any of those. If you get it bad enough of it, I mean, people die from food poisoning.
Yeah, it's more often than not in some courses I've taken in my lifetime is you can get from food a headache, a tummy ache, or even a, you know, a back end, you know,
revisit,
yikes, where'd that come from?
Mm-hmm.
And it's often food related and you don't even think of it.
Right.
You just go, oh, I don't even know what I had that would have done that. And you live and so you move on with it. Anyway, here's the list. These are 10 foods starting with the most dangerous. Deli meat.
Oh,
the old deli
use that
meat.
Pretty fast. Mm. You can tell though. Like you open up the pack of turkey and you're just like, I don't think so.
It gets kind of a film on it.
Yes.
Even with deli meat's brand new, I don't want to eat it.
It really
feels like it's gone bad.
John brings home roast beef all the time.
Oh, he has it cut up right there at the deli?
At our Safeway, they've prepackaged a bunch of that. So he just grabs a pack of it.
Okay.
But he looks at the pack date, makes sure it's that day. He cares about that stuff.
These 10 foods are the most dangerous, starting with deli meat. Cucumbers.
What about cucumbers?
They say no deaths, but 173 people hospitalized because of cucumbers. And I don't know if that's that they weren't cleaned properly or they sat for too long, but those are those foods. If you cut them up and prep them and now they're sitting in there, there's still a period of time, I would guess, that you have gone too long.
I definitely have let cucumbers get bad and still just cut off the bad part and eat it. So, yeah.
You know, though,
I won't do that anymore.
I have to say, it feels like now that I don't have kids in my house and I live next to a supermarket, I'm like, I would never have a cucumber that I didn't have a need for. Like, I don't know.
Single guy living by myself.
Yeah. And going and doing your grocery shop and bringing it home, stocking up your fridge and stuff. But sometimes I'll be like, oh, we don't have a tomato. I'll be right back. Go get one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The 10 most dangerous foods in your fridge: deli meat, cucumbers, raw milk cheese.
Who still does raw milk and raw milk cheese?
I don't know.
There's some organic person that's doing that. Mm-hmm. Careful with that.
Queso.
Oh.
Is not that, the not YouTuber.
Bathtub. Oh.
There's a YouTuber that goes by Queso. Okay, my kids all know him.
Queso is like a really specific Mexican cheese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's not the bathtub cheese, though, is it?
No.
Okay.
They say it's queso fresco and cotija cheese.
Okay.
Which I don't even know if I said that right, but I've never heard of it. Cotija cheese?
You see that all the time on Mexican food. It looks
like
a feta kind
of. Oh, okay. Yeah. I have seen that a lot of times. Eggs landed 34 people in the hospital. Onions, leafy greens, organic carrots, organic basil, and pre-cooked meat.
Oh.
That includes things like pre-made salads and frozen burritos. They toss it on the list because stuff like that gets recalled all the time.
Mm.
This list was from Consumer Reports. It's the 10 most dangerous foods in your fridge. Deli meat, number one.
My fridge is just full of the dangerous foods that I've just been sitting around.
Bob touched on it, and I think it's a good point. Most people feel like deli meat's a little sketchy. But cucumbers?
I know.
Who knew?
And cucumbers tell you when they don't want to be eaten.
Your fingers squish into them.
Yeah, you just
flaccid.
Cut off the squishy parts.
While we're on food, I love this. Gen Z or Gen Y or whoever you are.
Oh.
I'm not sure. You crack me up. The latest cooking term going viral with the kids on TikTok is water-based cooking. What is that?
Boiling things.
Yeah. Okay. Water-based cooking.
What's wrong with that? What do you think about that?
I think it's cute.
Yeah.
I think, you know, boiling water and putting macaroni in there.
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
Well,
here?
Water-based cooking.
I mean, that would be really any pasta.
Or sous vide.
Sure. That's true. You use water for that.
Water-based methods include boiling, blanching, steaming, poaching.
Oh, I see. So all the water-based methods, not just dropping things in the boiling water.
Well, hysterical.
Dropping things in.
Yeah. Poaching things is good. Like not that I would know, but I've seen people poach things at my house.
Naturally, cooking with water isn't new.
Yeah.
So TikTok, what are you doing? Some people online say, this is so fun. Gen Z just discovered soup. This is just everyday food. What are you guys talking about?
So funny.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.